2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky, 83 degrees. KSL's top story, more than $1 million worth of meth, cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl have been seized by federal agents after a massive drug ring was exposed up and down the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
Over the course of their 10-month investigation, the FBI reportedly found 4 pounds of fentanyl, 2 pounds of heroin, 22 pounds cocaine, and 27 pounds of meth.
It's approximately 25,000 doses.
Supervisory Special Agent Jonathan Tapp says it started with one dealer in Davis County, but it led to 21 people being indicted. Acting U.S. Attorney for Utah, Andrea Martinez, says the drug bust this large is designed to send a message to the dealers and that this kind of seizure doesn't happen very often.
There's multiple defendants, and it took many resources to bring this down.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Two men accused of stealing construction equipment and selling it below market value have been arrested. Deseret News reports the suspects met up with an undercover officer to sell a front loader stolen from a site in Park City. Police say the two men in their 40s admitted to stealing the equipment earlier in the day using a stolen trailer. KSL News Time 4:32. Israel is storming Gaza with thousands of troops at this moment. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, it is a developing story. Israel bolstering its forces on the Gaza border with 9,000 reservists in anticipation of a ground assault. It's not clear whether the goal is to destroy rocket sites or Hamas leaders or part of an extended campaign to invade Gaza. Israeli leaders have ordered everyone living within miles of the border to go to bunkers amid fears of fierce retaliation from Hamas. We'll continue to follow that story for you. Many gas stations in the southeast remain dry as Colonial Pipeline gets its system back online. President Biden says it will take a few days to get the entire system back. He also outlined new measures to help private companies work with the federal government to shore up cybersecurity. But the president says there's only so much he can do.
I cannot dictate that the private companies do certain things relative to cybersecurity.
The FBI says the hacking group responsible, DarkSight, is based in Russia but was not sponsored by the Russian government. But Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the U.S. needs to put the Kremlin on the spot.
I want to know more about that. I want to know what state involvement there was in Russia. Maybe we need to make our concerns known in very, very strong terms to President Putin.
The hackers allegedly asked for a ransom, but it's not clear whether Colonial Pipeline paid for it. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
It's unclear where the conflict with Israel and Hamas will go next. There could be war. There could be a halt in the violence to prevent one. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
As the violence here escalates, Hamas unleashing a new weapon, explosive-laden drones. The Israeli army shooting down several of these flying explosives, dubbed here suicide drones. Intense Israeli airstrikes continue through the strip, the death toll there now reaching 90. Hamas rocket fire also continuing in the south and as far as Tel Aviv and its northern suburbs. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the fighting will go on for some time. That as 7,000 reservists are called up and more troops and tanks are sent to the Gaza border, Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Senator Mitt Romney grilled President Biden's Homeland Security Secretary today, accusing the administration of a massive failure at the U.S. southern border.
Senator Romney getting a little heated with Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, pointing to a chart he says shows the number of apprehensions and unaccompanied children at the U.S.-Mexico border skyrocketing.
I mean, is this not a massive failure that would suggest that the administration needs to take immediate action to remedy what we're seeing here?
Mayorkas says they're addressing that challenge with increasing efficiency.
What I find astonishing, Mr. Chairman, is that we have the secretary responsible for securing our border and our immigration system who doesn't recognize these charts as being a problem.
Mayorkas says they're following the law for those seeking asylum. Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:35. A quick check on traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are headed southbound on I-15, we do have the usual slowdowns in place. Murray to Sandy at 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. My Minute of News is on the way next on KSL.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.